Here's a quick review of the air standard assumptions that we used in the analysis of the air standard Brayton cycle. We'll use all of the same assumptions in our analysis of the air standard refrigeration cycle. All except number 3, that is. There isn't a combustion reactor in a refrigerator. Not in mine, anyway. Instead of a combustion reactor, we have an ordinary hot reservoir. Now, in most cases, the hot reservoir is just the surroundings. You just can't beat the cost. It's free. The cold air standard assumption just makes all the calculations a little more simple. We assume that the heat capacities of air are constant and always have the same value, their value at 25 degrees C. Now, this certainly makes integrating the Gibbs equation a little easier. The cycle that we're going to analyze, based on these assumptions, is made of 4 steps. Step 1-2 is an isobaric heating by absorbing heat from the cold reservoir. Step 2-3 is isentropic compression from the low pressure of heat exchanger number 2 up to the high pressure of heat exchanger number 1. Step 3-4 is isobaric cooling by rejecting heat to the hot reservoir. And finally, isentropic expansion in step 4-1 takes place in the turbine, and the pressure goes from the high pressure of heat exchanger number 1 down to the low pressure of heat exchanger number 2. The process moves counterclockwise around a cycle, like all refrigeration cycles. Now, the cycle shown here is an ideal cycle. On the next page, we discuss the process path for a real gas refrigeration cycle.